Can you tell him tonight that Jesus, here I am. Here I am.
Father God, to RCC, the church you created, you are our pastor, Lord Jesus, and we just welcome you, we bless you, we love you. Thank you for guiding us today in our journeys and our steps, leading in the path that leads to you, our Elopeshire home to you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And I just lift up the whole RCC church and their families, and I cover them with the precious blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for protecting us and keeping us safe. Thank you for giving us your endurance and strength and patience and guidance. Thank you for your supernatural favor and blessings upon our lives. Thank you for showering us with your perfect health and healing. Thank you. We love you. Thank you for loving us, for you loved us first, and thank you for choosing us, for you chose us first. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So let us put on our full armor of God. Ephesians 6:13-18. Therefore put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all prayers, all kinds of prayers and requests. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. That is Ephesians 6. And I don't know if anyone noticed, but Ephesians 6:13-18. So 13-18, those are our numbers, our Elopeshire numbers. And here's Psalm 91. Thank you, Jesus, Father God, for giving us Psalm 91 to protect us. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler, stand from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, will not come near you. You only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. That was Psalm 91. I'm just going to do a praise psalm really fast to our Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and lyre. Praise Him with tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with strings and flute. Praise Him with clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's Psalm 150. Thank you, Jesus. So I'd like to welcome everyone to chat. Welcome, Ben, to chat. I love you. Welcome, Judy, to chat. Love you. Welcome, Deborah, to chat. I love you. Welcome, Miss Gemma, to chat. Love you, Gemma. Welcome, guests, to chat. Love you, guests. Welcome, Andre, to chat. I love you, Andre. Welcome, Alana, to chat. I love you, Alana. Welcome, Bill, to chat. I love you, Bill. Welcome, Raina, to chat. I love you, Raina. Welcome, Rosemary, to chat. Love you, Rosemary. And let's see who else is in chat. Welcome, Jerry, to chat. Love you, Jerry. And I have some beautiful brides on the phone as well. So I'll unmute in just a moment. Here we go. Let's welcome Keith. Hey, Keith. Love you, Keith.
Hey, love you all. Love you in chat. Hope you're doing good.
Very good. Let's welcome Alana. I know she's having blog talk issues on the computer. So hi, Alana. Welcome, Alana. Love you.
Love you, Alana.
Oh, hello, everybody. I will just listen.
Okay, well, we love you. Welcome. And here is Mr. Ben. Love you,
hey.
Ben. Welcome.
Love you, Ben. Welcome.
Glad to be here. Thank you for letting me on.
Oh, you are welcome. So who has anything they want to share today? What's going on, Pete?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Not much going on with me. I've just been tracking the just the same old stuff with the oil and all the different things I think we're headed for. It sure looks like Russia is ready to start a war because of the oil dropping so low and their dollar dropping so low. Things are really, I mean, the oil went down, it keeps going down, and the stock market's dropped almost 1,000 points in 7 days. So this is like, this is really, anytime this has happened in the past, like in 2008, the worldwide collapse happened. And now all of a sudden it's happening again. It's like, wow, this is a telltale sign of us going home, all this stuff happening right now, because this is never happens in any other time. So this is really, really interesting what's going on. And we're ready to go.
Yeah, and I know there's supposed to be some rain coming, I think Tuesday, Wednesday. Maybe
yeah.
Even Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for Cali.
Yeah. Yeah, Monday too. Could be Monday through Wednesday. Yeah, we really. This is supposed to be a big storm, another big storm too. So I think it was up to 50% chance. So that'll be good. We could use it. Everything's kind of better now. Here we got the water, but now we need more water. You know, definitely. It's been cold too. It was 66 when I got up this morning, then it went down to like 57. I think at night. I was like, whoa, that's like very cold. And for us, that's like, oof.
I know. Peeps aren't feeling sorry for us on the East Coast. They, like, think we're beasts.
I know.
I'm the same way. I mean, I was born and raised in the Midwest, and now when I go back home, it's like, at this time, it's like, oh, I'm freezing. And it's in, and then in the 60s here, I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's so cold. And they're out here when they come to visit in this temperature. This is great. This is amazing.
That's
like,
funny.
I'm like, no, it's cold. I have my winter jacket on. Yeah.
And it seemed like freezing. I felt like it was just freezing to me. It was so cold. It was like, whoa, I have to wear like a flannel and a jacket. And my brother, he's sleeping with like two jackets on. It's ridiculous.
Everyone's not feeling for us. We have the best weather in California. California's beautiful. No one is buying our pain. It's freezing.
No.
But we can pretend. I feel like, Keith, I get you. Yes, it's freezing cold. I get it. Let's see. No more brides on the phone.
Ben, what's going on?
Hey, I don't know how to bring it up, but I guess, I don't know. Let's see, like, I consider, like, probably pretty much everyone here more mature in the Lord than I am. But I would have to tell you that, like, over the past 2 days, it's like, see, I don't know how to, like I said, I don't know how to bring it up. It's like the voice that I consider my conscience seems to be, like, speaking a little bit more loudly to me. And just, like, you know how some people say, like, the Lord does, you know, people think he doesn't care about what color socks you wear, stuff like that, but he actually does, like, more details than you would imagine. But, like, it's, like, day-to-day stuff. Like, sometimes I would just, like, you know, like, I bought some cake and some stuff and brought it home for everybody to eat and, you know, and myself, too, because I seen it and I liked it. But anyway, like, I was going to go cut open, like, I just got through eating some lemon cake and I was going to go cut open this chocolate cake and it's, like, my conscience or whatever was saying don't eat too big of a piece. I'm like, I'm not on a diet, man. I love this cake. You know, what are you talking about? And I go to eat it, and I'm like, something's wrong with this piece. And he's like, well, stuff like that. It's like, I don't know, but that's, you know, it's like basically like, you know, or I'd be like, you know, anyway.
What was wrong with the piece of cake?
Something was wrong with it. But it wasn't really, like, nasty. It was good, but it just wasn't like it normally is. So,
okay.
You know,
maybe that
like,
was like a sign or something, yeah.
Trying to protect you or let you know you weren't going to like it and don't waste your calories on another piece of cake that you're not going to enjoy.
Yeah.
You're better going to love this, Ben. I had a flirt last night. One check that I, because I'm a food server, a check I was presenting to a table was $444.07. Wow. And then today, I'm just looking at Facebook here, and NBC LA has something, and it's a big stocking, and on the one side it says 444, and on the other side it's 4,444. Fours for you, Mr. Ben.
Wow.
Yeah, that still hasn't stopped, you know, it's just the everyday thing for me. You know, actually a lot, not just for me, but, you know, I see that all over the place.
Yeah.
But those things that you got, Ben, could still be, you know, God still guide you through every little thing. So those are ways God could put those things in your conscience to tell you to do things, because it may be as simple as eating cake or not doing this, but it's all about timing, you know. God always has his timing on things. So sometimes maybe if you had not eaten cake, you would have had, you know, moved on to do other things which he wanted you to do, eventually the timing would work out. So, you know, there's always these events in place that have to happen for God's timing to work. So that's why I think he does maneuver little things to small things to big things to get things to happen.
I mean, that's,
you know?
That's what I was thinking. I mean, you know, like I consider pretty much everybody on this show like I don't know. But anyway, you know, there's no way for me to judge. I can't, like, judge other people and stuff like that. But it's like, you know, like even when I'm doing something like a video game or something, like I hear like you need to set this guy to focus because you're going to need that later on. And then like later on, that's like the one thing that, you know, but it's like some people might get offended by me saying that, you know, and I don't know how else to put it, but I'm not lying. And it's just like the little things, you know, it's like, you know, some people I heard on YouTube say things like, you know, ask the Lord what shirt do you want me to wear today, and like he'll tell you and stuff like that. And you know, just seems to be kind of like that, you know. It's like just, you know, just everyday kind of stuff. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
He wants to be a part of our lives.
Kind of been,
it's part of the relationship. He wants to be a part of our lives, like a friend, a family member. He's our family member, so you know, he. I'm sorry I cut you off.
No, that's no problem. Like, it's a little nerve-wracking for me to bring it up because you know how it is. Like, hey, guess what? You know, God was talking to me while I was playing video games. People, that doesn't really sit well, you know. But, you know.
Yeah. True. But no, he will. Like, if he wants time with you, he'll say, put the video game down now. Time to spend time with me or time to do this. Or, but, you know, that's a good way. Yeah, it may not sit well with other people, but, you know, you've got to please God and not man. And, you know, that I do that sometimes. I'm like, oh, yeah, I was doing this, and God told me or this and that. And I know they're, like, probably looking at me like I'm bonkers, but it's a way to plant a seed, like letting them, you know, in a way, it's a way to plant a seed, like, you know, my relationship with the Lord. You know, I was, like, driving and told me to make this left turn, and I did. I say that in my conversation, and they may think I'm bonkers and I'm using, you know, talking about Jesus or God or whatever, but, you know, it's a planting a seed. So, you know, whatever they think, it doesn't matter. It's what God thinks. Whatever God wants you to do and tell you. But, yeah, you know, he does.
I mean, that's something different for me anyway, because, I mean, that's kind of a little unusual, but, you know, but that's what I hear a lot of people say. You know, sometimes people, like, you know, they would always, like, think it's themselves talking to themselves, and it's actually not and stuff. But, you know, at the same time, you don't want to, you know, I don't know. But anyway, I know y'all understand what I'm talking about, but, yeah.
Yeah, we definitely do. I just find another flirt from the Lord. I'm here on Facebook still, and there's another story, and I just happened to glance at the time. My eyes went to the time, and it's 12:21, which is ABBA. Stands for ABBA. ABBA. I was like, wow, he's just flirting. Thank you, Jesus. And I welcome Sarabel. Hi, Sarabel. Welcome. We love you.
Hey, guys. Love you too.
What's going on with you now that you're done with your final?
Not much for me. I actually just recently woke up, and so I'm just really relaxing right now.
Mm-hmm. I am. Yeah, I just woke up from a nap as well. Rosemary, I don't throw this in chat. Rosemary Ben said, Jesus is telling you to wait for the wedding cake coming soon. Much better. Yeah. Yes. definitely much better cake. I had some devastating news, and I don't know why I let it devastate me, because then I had to think about it for a minute. But my mom was relaying to me that they're selling the house. I didn't grow up in the house, but the house that I grew up in from like 11 to age 21, which is my favorite house ever that we've ever lived in. And I was informed that they're selling it next year. And I'm like, it hit my heart. Like, my heart sank. I'm like, wait a second. Why does this matter? I'm not going to let this matter, because I won't even be here next year. It's not even going to matter. I said, you know, I don't know why I'm letting this affect me. I said, it's all water under the bridge, because, you know, I won't be here next year. I'll be in heaven. I'm moving to heaven, and that's the only house that matters to me, is my heaven house. And also I said, you'll be in the rapture, so it won't even matter as well for you. So, yeah, but they're, you know, making all these plans for next year, and I'm thinking, it's not even going to matter. Why am I letting it bother me or make me sad? I'd rather be in heaven at that heaven house than, yeah, this earth house is nothing to me.
Yeah, you'll be in heaven, Tana. It won't even matter.
It had memories, but it doesn't matter. I'd rather have my heaven house. So, I'm like, I don't even know I'm talking about it to my mom.
I'm so excited. No, I've just been basically telling everybody, like, it doesn't even matter anymore. I just, you know, because, like, for months, I would tell people once in a while, but I wouldn't just go around saying it all the time. That's pretty much what I'm doing now. I'm just, like, so sure that we're leaving that, you know, like, I don't know, today, you know, the stuff, you know, I'm just telling everybody, you know, just, like, the comedy streets in class, I'm going to be gone before then, you know, I'm not going to be here anymore for this. Or, you know, like, even if I never brought up, you know, anything about, you know, the Lord, end times, anything like that to anybody, like, even in a conversation, just, you know how sometimes people ask you a question, like, oh, where are you going to be next week? And sometimes you might be like, well, I just tell them, well, I don't plan to be here next week, you know, I'm just kind of being like that right now, I don't plan to be here next week, and they're like, what? And I just keep on walking, I don't say anything, you know, but,
yeah.
I'm pretty much telling everybody.
Yeah, amen. I need to share. Stacy had a vision this morning. She wanted me to share with everyone. Okay, let's see here. She said she had a vision this morning of Jesus with his sword on his side, and everyone being, she believed, the angels in place on both sides of the aisles, and Jesus took his place at the front, waiting for the bride to walk down the aisle. So she had a sign of the angels at the aisles, you know, in a wedding, as the guests. The angels were like in the guest seats on either side of the aisle, and Jesus was at the front of the aisle, walked down the aisle with his sword, and went to the front of the aisle to wait for his bride. So that is an amazing vision that she had. It was a vision, not a dream. So we're getting married. So that's
amazing.
Yeah,
I know. I was, for some reason, I was on Facebook, I think yesterday or the day before, I was going to Facebook Stacy to tell us some. I was thinking, gosh, we have not heard from her heavenly, because she sees those wonders of heaven, like the Lord has told me before so many times, and she sees those great things of heaven. I'm like, we've not heard from her about anything going on. So this is super cool. I'm so glad. Thank you, Stacy, for that. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was last week, I already shared the vision of, she saw a vision of two candles being lit as like on a menorah, like looked like a chandelier, two candles being lit, but it was like a menorah.
Yeah.
Upside down chandelier, so yeah.
Wow.
We love you, Stacy. Thank you for sharing your vision. I had an amazing dream that I don't know if I've ever shared it with RCC, and it happened back in 1999, and I believe it had to do with the situation I was going through at the time, but now I'm thinking about it now, because at that time in 99, I love Jesus and Father God. I've always loved them. I've always liked church and all that. But anyway, I didn't know about the rapture. I didn't know, Jesus was coming back, even to take people back home to heaven. I just thought heaven was the place you went when you died, and that's where Jesus and God were, and that I didn't know about anything. You could have a relationship with them, anything like that. But anyway, so I had this dream, and it was the most amazing dream, and I still remember it to this day. A tornado had swept through whatever city I was in, and my grandma, it killed my grandma and some other people. I only had one grandma living at the time, but it killed my remaining grandma, who is now passed on, but it killed her in this tornado, and she was still alive on Earth, and, you know, but in the dream, she was killed in a tornado. And other people were killed in this tornado, but, I mean, I really didn't see that. It was more so my grandma. But anyway, I ended up in heaven at the throne, at the feet of Father God, sitting at his feet, holding his hand. I didn't see anything but his hand and his legs. And I was sitting at his feet, facing him, holding his hand, and he told me, "You have a choice to stay up here in heaven with me or go back down to earth." That's what he told me in my dream in 1999. And I told him, I said to him, I said, is the boyfriend, I'm going to say, is so-and-so in heaven here too? And he said, no. So I said, well, then I want to go back down. And he granted me permission to go back down, and I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, and I kissed his hand, and then the dream ended. But at the time, I was going through, I just met someone new, I was just had started dating, and I liked him a lot, but I wasn't sure how I felt about him, because I was going back and forth in a five-year relationship. Every year, I'd go back to this one person, and it was not a good relationship. It was a very detrimental relationship to me, so I shouldn't have been in it to begin with. But so God finally intervened and sent some guy to take his place, like someone, like a dream man to me, someone who would I would like. And so anyway, that was kind of, but on Earth, in my flesh, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I like this guy. But after that dream, then I ended up going down, and then we ended up being boyfriend and girlfriend for like two and a half years. And he got me out of that relationship, and I never went back. And so that was that at the time. But then now I'm like, well, maybe it doesn't have any – I didn't know about the rapture at the time. I didn't know about Jesus coming back at the time. So I'm like, huh, maybe it's something else. Maybe it means more now, because, you know, I keep remembering it, and, like, he gave me a choice. I could – stay in heaven or go back. So Isaac, you know.
Wow, that's
I know at the time.
Because usually people don't. Usually God sends people back, and you see all those near-death experiences, and he's like, "Okay, go back." And they're like, "No, no, I want to stay." And God's like, "No, no, sucker, get back, go. You don't have time to go back." So this is wild. That's amazing that God offered you that at such a young age. Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, and I wasn't even near death or dying.
That's what I mean, right?
Yeah, I was just in a dream. So then, so that's why I was like, well, maybe it was meant for now. I don't know.
You certainly wouldn't be saying that now. Now you'd be like, I'm ready. Keep me.
Oh well. Okay. Well, have fun down there, because I'm going up. I'm staying up. See ya. Yeah, but I was thinking, you know, because, you know, you have told me that God said I have a choice myself if I wanted to, you know, come back or stay in heaven. And then I'm thinking, well, maybe that, and, you know, situations of people that may not have made it or aren't making it yet, maybe that's why that I was choosing to go back and help them. I don't know. But then Jared was thinking that maybe he said, that's pretty cool, because that proves that God chooses us and you don't choose him. And he was thinking it was a dream revealing himself to me, because I've always loved them, God and Jesus, like I said, but I've never, like, had a relationship. And I wasn't going to church really at the time. And after this relationship, this dream, this person, I started going to church with this person, and once we broke up, I still started going to church, and I haven't left God ever since, and it, you know, it just developed and developed and developed, and then, you know, meeting you, Keith, and your brother, then my relationship has grown even more, and then I learned about the rapture and all that stuff. So, I mean, I haven't gone back. I haven't looked back and not gone to church or pursued the Lord since that time. So he was thinking maybe that was just him getting you to get back, getting you back to him. So, yeah, I don't know. But it was pretty cool.
Well, and plus it also shows that God gives you choices. You know, you're not just a robot. When you get up there, like a lot of people think, he gave you a choice, you know? There was I saw some video the other night on some guy that died, and then the Lord said, well, are you sure you don't want to stay up here? And he's like, no, I got to go back to my wife. And then, was tired and went and took a nap. Same thing, the Lord asked him like four different times, are you sure? So it just shows you that, yes, the Lord does give you choices, you know? The only time I find that people will be forced to come back or encouraged to push to come back is if they've not done their ministry on earth, which you already have, Tana, taking care of that and working with the children. So once you do that, once you do your ministry like you've done, then you have a lot of options, a lot more options about what you want to do, you know, working with the 144K or staying up there or different things, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, this is 99, so wasn't doing anything with my ministry at that time either. That part, but I mean, I know at that time, because after the fact, I'm like, oh, wow, God gave me that dream to get me out of that relationship that I was in and I shouldn't have been in, and to keep me going in the step path of with this guy as opposed to going back to the other guy, which had I not gotten into this relationship, who knows, maybe I would have gone back again. So at that time, I thought that dream was prevalent to that situation, and I, in my spirit, I'm like, that is why he sent me that dream. But it was just such an amazing dream, and I'll never forget it, sitting at Father God's feet, holding his hand, talking to him, and him giving me the choice of I could stay in heaven or go back. It was just so amazing. It was just an amazing dream.
That's
like
awesome.
A night.
The first time I ever heard about having options and stuff is like, and I brought her up before, y'all know about her, some of y'all, Connie Purvis. She was in like Jonathan Cleck's unofficial Facebook group, and she brought up, you know, the fact that, you know, God does put, you know, desires into your heart that are from him, and, you know, and like if you went to heaven and you wanted to, like, you know, say, fight in the Battle of Armageddon or something like that, you can't. And, like, she brought it up, and, you know, she was just expounding on the subject and talking about, you know, and about the Bible verse about, you know, God will give you the desires of your heart. You know, there is a Bible verse about the heart is wicked, but I believe in your glorified body, you know, you're not going to have a wicked heart, you know. But anyway, so we were all talking about it. And there was a bunch of people like Clay Udaley and me and maybe like one other person. We were like, oh, yeah, let's go fight in the Battle of Armageddon and stuff. And I was like, yeah. So I brought that up over here. And then, you know, it rung true the way it was being described. It rung true to, you know, my spirit, you know, like, you know, it just rung true. And then, like, I heard a bunch of other people talking about, like, coming back during the tribulation. You know, and, you know, I believe that would happen, and, you know, and I was like, well, you know, because, you know, I do believe God gives you choices, and, you know, and if that option is there, well, then, obviously, I don't want to miss that out, you know, and so, I mean, I do believe that he does give you choices, and, like, he puts desires into you, you know, and, I mean, we all got free will anyway, so it's, I mean, if you wanted to stay up in heaven and not come back, well, then he's going to give you that wish, you know. Because, see, people go to hell not because they were never given a choice. They go because that's their choice that they made. And it seems only consistent that choices still continue, you know, on past this life too, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Amen. He definitely gives us choice, and, you know, and that's what Keith was saying as well, you know, he gives you a choice. And there are a lot of people that have had near-death experiences, and they wanted to stay in heaven, but he is like, nope, you got to go back down. Like, darn.
Well, yeah, and plus God gets excited about, like you were telling me just now, he gets excited when you want to do something, like Ben wants to fight, you know. God loves that, because there's so much of the church and bride out there that don't want to do anything for him. They're just not interested. So he just like telling me just now, which he's told me before, he just loves, that's why he wants to give you what you want to do. He gets so excited to hear that you want to do that. He's like, whoa, that's great. Yes, definitely. That's the whole thing. Because there are many people that don't want to do that. And we all have different things that we want. So, you know, if you're the real true bride that want to work for him, God is like more than happy to give them the role that they want to play, the role that they want, you know, in the final scene here that God's going to do on earth. So they're excited. Yeah, there's so many things that people, that's why I tell people all the time when they Facebook me and stuff, well, what do you want to do? Well, I don't know what God wants me to do in the tribulation with the 144. I'm like, well, what would you like to do? Start thinking about it. Come up with a plan. You know, God wants to hear your plan.
Yeah, amen. I welcomed 713, which I believe is Debbie, right? Hey, Debbie. Is that you, 713?
Hi. Yes, it sure is. How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I have something to share, if it's okay.
Of course.
Yes.
Okay. I had a chance to be with my friend Kathy, and Kathy's a little bit older than I am, and she's a friend that I can always talk about the rapture with, and she gets just as excited as I do. So we were visiting, and she said, you know, recently I think I can feel my soul. And I said, really? Okay, what's that like? And she said, well, it's right here in my chest, in her upper chest. And she feels her soul, and she kind of described it to me. And I said, well, I have something similar to that. I said, she said it feels warm and like real peaceful sometimes. And I get this feeling in my chest where I get a tickling and a slightly tugging upwards sensation. And when she said she could feel her soul, then all of a sudden I knew what I had been feeling for these last couple of years. And sometimes I get butterflies in my stomach just thinking about, you know, how close we are to getting out of here. Recently, I have really been working a lot of hours to no avail. I mean, nothing to show for it, right? And it's like, it's because nothing is going to be completed between now and the time we're out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's like normally I would work and have transactions in the pipeline and all this, but I've been spinning my wheels because I don't have to go anywhere anymore. It's like, in a minute, I'm not going to be here, you know? But Kathy was talking about her physical sensations and feeling her soul, and I was telling her that lately people have had, you know, that God is purifying us in our finalizing our readiness to depart the planet. And I said, I think that's what it is, Kathy. I think that's what you're feeling, you know? But anyway, does anybody else have those kind of physical symptoms? It's like, you know, just, I don't know. I just get super happy when I feel that way.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever felt
what do you
that.
Think Debbie is doing that? Why do you think he's doing that for? I mean, what do you, what did your friend say more about it? Did you feel like she's being refined, or what was the whole thing about it?
Well, I kind of shared with her, I think that's what's happening to her, you know, because we're all getting some type of physical symptoms, you know, of some finalizing, you know, just being like, I don't know, it's like somebody finishing
it.
Cleaning us up or something, you know?
I definitely feel it. To me, it comes in different forms, though, and the Lord has, like, shown me actually quite a bit in how, like, what I didn't know, okay, I thought that, like, everything was going to happen at the rapture. But what I didn't know is that the bride would begin to get glorified even while our physical bodies are still on the earth. And so the bride's being glorified right now, and that's a part of the ascension process. And so for me, I've been feeling my hands tingle, and the Lord tells me whenever that happens, he says, that's like just power going to your hands. And he's been telling me, you're going to start to feel a lot of bodily changes, but they're going to be good because we are being glorified. It's really cool.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I heard a bunch of people discuss that while the process of the translation happens, you can experience different physical symptoms, and they can vary. You know, some people said sometimes they would just feel lightheaded, some, you know, just different things. And sometimes, you know, and it's like not just people just talking, also like people would post, different people would post words from the Lord where the Lord's saying that, you know, you might be feeling sick. You know, and actually some people might be feeling ecstatic, but it's different for each person, and it's just like all part of the, you know, part of the process, you know. And I mean, I heard about that.
It's neat that we're all having some type of RCC symptoms.
Yeah.
I'm seeing an increase of people's faith everywhere. Like online, I'm seeing a bunch of people just getting together and saying, look, they're all just saying basically the same things we are. Like, they're saying right now, I've never felt like, you know, like this before. Like, he's coming, like, now more than ever. And I'm seeing some people who would always, like, message me and tell me that, you know, how, you know, you try to tell your parents and stuff and they don't want to listen, but now they're, like, more bold now. They're like, I don't care, you know, I'm not, you know, I was telling them, I'm like, wow, I'm surprised to see that you feel the same way I do, because that's basically what I'm doing right now. It's basically just straight up telling everybody, you know, this is what's going to happen. You know, this world in its current state is not going to, you know, keep on. This company they are trying to save, it's not, you know, stuff like that, just being more bold, basically, is what I'm saying. And seeing a lot of that everywhere, too.
Good. This is our time.
Amen. This is our time. Yeah, I haven't felt like my soul part, but I did, you know, feel the oil in my head at one point, and like lightheadedness and stuff as well, which I was told was because I was being transformed. So
that's neat.
Yeah. But yes, yeah, everyone's feeling different kinds of symptoms and things. Not all the same, because we're all different and our walks are all different, but that's awesome. Yep. I have Mama Pat on the line now as well.
Hi, guys. Yeah, hi. Yeah, they got mixed up with Sean, so he's not here, so I'm here. So I'll hang on as long as I can, because Miriam's here, but they're downstairs. And I'm up here, so I'm talking to you guys. I love you all.
Yeah. Welcome.
Oh. Mm-hmm. How's everyone? Okay.
Good. Debbie was just saying, experiencing. We were just talking about how we're feeling as different of people in RCC, and also friends are experiencing symptoms within their body, like transforming in a way, like being transformed.
Yes, right. I've had a few moments like that in the past where I thought, oh, this is it, I'm going. But I'm still here.
Yeah, and then, you know, Joe recently had the electrical current.
Oh, I know. I have to tell you something real quick. When I went to my first prayer meeting, that's what I had. I sat down in the chair, and it was like a current going through me. Like electrical current. The Holy Spirit was so strong. I mean, I never had anything, and everybody had halos around them, like salmon-colored halos. I mean, hammered, totally hammered. When the Holy Spirit gets hold of you, whoa.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah, I know, whoa. And when he wants you to speak, the Holy Spirit, he puts this pressure in your throat, and you have to speak. I was a Barbizon model. I went in with a kind of mini skirt and high boots. Holy Spirit didn't care. Didn't care at all. He spoke 6 times through me. He put that pressure in my throat because he knew my heart was his, even at age 20. You know, so.
Wow.
But it was like an electrical current, and everyone was glowing. And we were late, and before we went through the double doors, you could feel the presence of the Holy Spirit out in the hallway. It was that strong. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
What happened?
He got me good.
What happened there? Were people, like, experiencing things, or what was it, healing, or what was going on there?
Everything. You name it, praying in tongues. Oh, we would all, if we were in a group, everybody started singing in tongues right at once, and everyone ended in harmony, singing in tongues. You talk about being hammered. And when, after I left, I had such a hunger for scripture, like off the charts, and every love song that came on, I felt God was courting me or wooing me. I kid you not. It's like, you're going to be my spouse. Don't even think about anything else. Yeah, got you. I got this, you know. I didn't know, because I was not into the Bible that much. I did not know the Song of Solomon was in the Bible. And one day, I'm looking through, and I find it, and I read it, and I blushed. But it talked about Lily of the Valley. I had just put on Lily of the Valley perfume. So there you go.
Oh.
At 20. And I'm 71. So how much do I want to see this God man? Like, super crazy.
Yeah.
Amen. He got me young. He got me good. It's never ended. The romance has never ended.
Deborah, is this a woman that was riding the car with you with Jesus?
Yes, that was Kathy. Yes,
okay.
Yeah, every time we get together, we talk about him.
Oh,
yeah, and I love
and
him.
And he's always there with us. He always
shows
up or something.
Oh,
it's
so sweet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, love it. Love it, love
oh,
it, love it.
The other night we were at a party, and she was our guest, my husband and I. We argued about whose date she was. He said, well, I'll go get her. I said, no, I'll get her. I'm closer. And he goes, she's my date. I go, no, she's my date. She said, she never had two people argue over her before. I said, there's a cop going on in the car. Whose date are you? You're my date. So anyway,
oh,
she's precious. We get to the party. Somebody thinks that she's my mom. I go, no, she's my buddy.
Oh.
And she loves
so
me more
sweet
than my mama does.
Oh.
That's absolutely true, though. She loves me more
yeah
than my mother does. So,
wow.
Yeah. I was adopted when I was 8 months old, and my mother is only 16 years older than I am. So I met her when
wow
I was 3-4 years old. And she's very into New Age. She's a Unity minister, a minister for the Unity Church. And she actually
yeah
married my husband and I. She is a licensed wedding minister. So
for
oh the state
gosh
of Hawaii. So we got married in her yard, a 15-minute walk from Waikiki,
oh, wow,
on the side of Diamond Head. She lives on Diamond Head Circle. It's a historic address.
Oh,
but anyway, she's into New Age and stuff like that. And I've tried to share Jesus with her. And she was raised in Texas and with people who knew the Lord, but she always rejected it. And she won't let me talk about him. Okay, she'll shut me down if I try to share Jesus with her or tell her what he's doing in my life and that kind of stuff. She just tells me, well, that's just not where I am or whatever. But she won't let me talk about it. She'll just shut me down.
Sweetheart,
anyway,
just keep praying for her.
Oh, I've given her to Jesus. He's got her.
Yeah,
but
got
my
her
point is, Kathy understands and really kind of agrees with me and is excited about the stuff I tell her. You know, I tell her about stuff that's going on in RCC and you know, things that happen to some of us and the messages we're getting and how I just get so excited I just, you know, have to tell her. And she goes, well, and I want to hear all about it. That's what she says.
Oh,
so
great.
She really gets excited with me about all this. And when she said to me the other day, you know, I think I feel my soul, and she started describing where, like in her upper chest, and how it feels, and it's like, dude, I have the same thing. It feels a little different, but it's like, that's what it is. And I told her that we're going through this refining process, and that even some people had described having a little nausea. And I said, man, the other night I had that symptom before I read that other people were having that symptom. Well,
yes,
I took a remedy, and it's like, well, maybe I shouldn't have taken a remedy because that was probably what was happening. because there was no reason for it. You know, I hadn't eaten anything unusual or anything. So, so now I'm like, not even. I try not to take remedies for anything because I'm thinking this is what's happening, and I don't want to stop it.
I had that today. Yeah. I didn't get up till 3:30 because I was sick with cramps in my stomach, which I
bless
never.
Bless your heart. Yeah, me neither. Never. I got a cast iron stomach. That's what my mama said.
I'm not a sickly person. I'm not.
Yeah, me neither.
So if I get sick, it's like, oh, I'm sick.
Yeah. But maybe
all day I was wiped out totally. My daughter wanted me to go to church with her, and I said, no, I can't. And I couldn't walk. My joints were so stiff and sore. I mean, I could hardly walk. And I just collapsed into bed until 3:30 with this terrible cramping in my stomach. Yeah. There's nothing I could really take. Yeah.
Yeah.
But now I'm fine. I had all kinds of company and stuff, so I had to get up and function.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too bad when you just want to lay down, you know?
Oh, it's terrible. It's a terrible feeling. I made myself get up and get washed and dressed. And do any of you guys have the same thing? You don't want to eat that much. You're just not hungry.
Well, it just doesn't take very much to fill me up.
Yes, you know? Very little.
Yeah, I'll get hungry.
This is good because I'm overweight, but that's fine. But this is a new thing because my daughter took me out to eat, and she said, and I hardly ate anything. I said, you take it, and you know, because it was something sweet. I don't want too much sweets and stuff or salt. And she took it, and I made a beautiful Italian dinner because Oliver was coming over from my beautiful Jesus man, as they call him. And I could hardly eat any. I could eat a salad. And so this is something new. But maybe some others have this too, where you fill up very quickly, or you really don't have that much of an appetite. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lovesick.
There you go.
Got to be.
Go with Oliver. Yeah, when he was there.
Huh?
How was it when Oliver was there?
He had gone out with his daughters. He's not married. That's not the story altogether. The ex. So he visited here. He helped the kids put the bought beautiful trees. So he helped them put the lights on. He was exhausted. He was absolutely exhausted. You know why he came down? It's because his daughters, one of his daughters had an award. His daughters do very well. They're into sports. They have scholarships. I think they'll be world-renowned one day in their sports and stuff. He's very proud of them. So he will make the trip for Vermont, which is a six-hour trip, just to attend something for his daughter and then go back. That's how dedicated. He can be dead exhausted, and that man keeps going. I mean, that's God in him. Jesus just keeps him going. So he was here yesterday. My daughter's here today from New Hampshire and visiting till Tuesday. And that's why they're downstairs, though, so I'm on the phone talking. Otherwise, I wouldn't be on the phone. But keep Oliver in prayer because he's like Job. He reminds me of Job. I mean, it just doesn't quit with him. It doesn't quit. And he'll tell me his car broke down and this and that. He says, I have the peace of Jesus in me. And he said, hallelujah, you know, I have that. And he went through a whole list of everything that went wrong. That's faith. That's love. And that's what he brings in. And he played the part of our Lord in a passion play for 8 years. I was one of the singers. So when this man had the beard and the hair, it's like Jesus walking in the house. And Jesus is so strong in him. So I am just so blessed. But I share a very strong agape, filial, platonic relationship. You know, he's like one of my kids. You know, he's the same age as my kids. And I've known him since he's 5. But do keep him in prayer because I've hardly ever seen anyone go through so much stuff, and still he keeps on keeping because he's got God in him. And he came; he was so exhausted from driving, but he came in here. He was like an hour and a half with us, and it was so beautiful, you know. And that's the Lord in him. That's the Lord in him keeping him going.
Amen. I welcomed some other brides, and I just was reading on End Time Headlines. Hamas holds Gaza military parade, vows Israel's destruction. That's what it says in End Time Headlines. But I welcome Bill. Hi, Bill. Welcome, Bill. We love you.
Bill.
Well, welcome, Raina. Love you, Raina.
Hi, Raina.
Welcome, Joe/Katie. We love you guys.
Hey, guys.
Hi, y'all.
How you doing?
Doing okay.
Okay.
Getting ready for a trip, I think.
My bag.
Love it.
Yeah, I don't need any bags, so I didn't pack my bags, but...
Spiritual bags.
They're packed, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope Jerry's right. I hope Jerry's right. You know, 17, 18. Otherwise, I'm going to have to be driving to California, and I really don't want to do that. But...
Oh, you're right. Your father.
1,200 miles. That's a long
way. My gosh, Bill. Wow.
So let's see
what he does.
So the good news is that, they took him out of ICU, and they think they found the problem.
You said they found the problem?
They think they found the problem, and they gave him the right antibiotic, and that's really starting
good.
To help, and he's feeling much better. And they have two surgeries planned, and they didn't seem to think it was a really big deal, so we'll know more on Monday.
Oh, well,
wow.
He's having this thing called Italian ice, which he really seems to love.
Oh, yes. That's good
stuff. I love Italian ice.
Mm-hmm. Yum. It's wonderful.
That's making he's encouraged.
Oh, good.
Very good. Very good.
Awesome. I was just Carrie in Rome for talks on Palestinian statehood bid. I was just reading headlines. So awesome. Yes, Bill. Bags packed, ready to go. Raina, are your bags packed and ready to go? Raina.
Hi, guys.
Hi, we love you.
Hi,
are your bags packed and ready to go?
Oh, yes. Of course, always. I did not hear the question.
Oh, no, always. You got it.
Always waiting.
So any dreams or visions?
Yesterday he woke me up to tell me my coming is at hand. I said, okay, Daddy, when? I'm waiting. Because I do not have nothing to prepare, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No luggage, nothing at all.
Just your love.
Oh, except my heart.
Yep.
And you guys, are you ready?
I'm ready. What? I'm ready. I was just saying, I don't have any, I don't even need any bags packed. I have what I need on me.
Exactly.
My love, my heart is ready.
Exactly.
Deborah's ready. I know you're there in chat too.
I am ready to go.
Amen.
I know Bill's ready. Bill's like RCC. What to the power is it now? Is it to the
9 to the 11th power or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, Judy forgot to call in again.
Oh, no.
I know what you're talking about. Had about like a lack of appetite. I know I was talking about cake at the beginning of the show, but the reason I was talking about cake is because I actually didn't eat and I was hungry and I saw the cake at the store because I was working next to the bakery section. I was like, oh, I gotta buy some of this. But yeah, about the lack of appetite, usually I used to eat just for the sake of eating because I was just like, oh, I want to try this. And I would just go on websites like, what does Sonic have? What does this place have? You know, like a little different
restaurant. Oh, we don't have a Sonic. That's good.
Yeah, they got some good stuff, but I mean, I don't do that anymore. I was just always just stay full all the time, you know, just eat just for the sake of eating or whatever. And right now it's just like, like that's just food for my body. I don't need it, you know. So,
yeah,
I mean,
just
I was,
the lack of appetite.
Kind of like,
yeah. Something new. I mean, it's good for me because I'm fat, you know.
But I bet you we're gonna have some good cooks and bakers and stuff
that
in heaven. Like any of y'all like that love to bake and stuff, I'm gonna be over there. I got a sweet tooth. I like to eat sweet things.
We'll take care of you, honey. We'll take care of you. We got a sister who loves to make cupcakes, and I love to make pizza and Italian food and throw in some French.
Ben and I, we
boy,
love,
you're all set.
Ben, you and I both love caramel.
Love what? I cut you cut off. What was that?
And I both love caramel.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
definitely.
Me too.
Yeah.
Favorite.
Caramel stuff. Even just like those blocks of caramel.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, anything with. But
yeah.
My favorite is turtle. The pecans with the caramel and the chocolate.
Yeah.
But just caramel and chocolate by itself is good too. Just caramel by itself. Like I love just caramel on vanilla ice cream. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the, you know, McDonald's has those hot caramel sundaes. Delicious.
Thomas Manson's going to look like a big cupcake with ice cream drizzling off the side and all the caramel.
Like a gingerbread house will eat her way in.
It is. I'm serious. I'm not joking. She's like going to be like, have it all there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like it would say Tana, and it would be made out of like heart-shaped sprinkles.
Yeah, in order to ring the doorbell, you have to eat a piece of caramel or something to get the everything.
Yeah, go for that.
Like Hansel and Gretel. I think it was Hansel and Gretel.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Except no witch.
Is it the one that they break parts off a gingerbread house and eat it? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, like the one, I thought the house was like a candy house. The house was edible. That's all I remember.
And they break parts off and eat it, and maybe like lick the lollipops that are on there or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so dope. Yeah.
Getting us hungry.
I'm like, for all they know, like maybe the squirrels licked those lollipops.
Well, Jared and I are going to play Candyland in heaven, and it's going to be a real live Candyland.
I want to play.
Common.
And for what? What'd you say, sir? I couldn't hear what it was.
Oh, I was saying I want to play Candyland too.
Oh, okay, perfect. And then, you know, because you get to, like, there's the chocolate river. So we're actually going to swim in the chocolate river and then the lollipops along the side that you can actually lick. And, yeah, it's going to be so cool. Candy Planet. Someone said they're going to be Candy Planet. I'm there. I'm so there.
Willy Wonka.
Yes.
Only people knew what was awaiting them in heaven. I think that's just what the Bible says, too. Like, no mind has conceived the things that await. Think about it. Just think about that verse for a minute. I mean, don't just, like, dismiss everything people are saying about heaven just because you think, well, what do you think? Like, earth is the only place that you got anything, then you're going to get up to heaven, it's going to be boring? I mean, God, come on, people, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was joking, you know how in Candyland they have, like, a Neapolitan ice cream bars that look like little rafts? I'm like, I'm going to be floating on one of a Neapolitan ice cream bar raft. Down the river, licking it all the way.
River, can't get better than that. Throw some caramel in it.
there's the river of gold, right? River of life. There's the river of life, and then there's the river of chocolate.
Got it.
That's what I say anyway. We'll see if there's really a river of chocolate. But that's amazing if there is. So anyone else?
You can bet there's probably
a
river of caramel, too.
I hope
there's a river of raspberry syrup, because I like that.
Ooh, yes, good.
And then you don't get sticky or gross. Like, you climb in it, and you do
I know, right?
Whatever, and then
you know
when
what?
You come out, it's like you never were even in it. So you don't have to,
on
like, go
earth,
wash anything.
I've experienced lactose intolerance, which isn't so cool. But in heaven, that's not going to be an issue anymore.
I look
forward to that.
Definitely. And, you know, it's great that we can eat whatever we want and not get fat.
That's the magic thing for me, not get fat.
Not gain cellulite.
It's like 80% of my eating is avoiding food that I actually really do want.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. See, I read a word somebody posted on the internet, and I don't believe every word I see, and I don't believe every part of every. But you know, I mean, in other words, I'm trying to say I'm not just believing everything I see, you know, that's posted on the internet, you know. But you know, this one I believe is true. You know, like the Lord was. Oh, I think it was Jim. That from RCC, I think, is that his name? But from Acts 2:17 now, or I think that might have been the channel. Somebody from RCC posted that one, and it said, "Do you not realize you are the Lord speaking? Do you not realize I've created entire worlds just for you and me alone?" And I believe that too. And many times, like in my sleep, you know, the Lord knows I love challenges. You know, I like, you know, figuring things out and stuff like that. And, like, sometimes, like, in my sleep, like, I'm inside this, it's like, it's, you know, it might sound ridiculous to everybody else, but it's like I'm in this dungeon and I'm, like, jumping from platform to platform and trying to figure out how this place works so I can move on to the next one. It's kind of like, but, you know, and then there's, like, you know, but I've also had some days before. It's kind of, I kind of woke up thinking, like, the Lord's trying to, like, I don't know what he's trying to do, like, trying to, I don't know. But it's like, I was trying to learn how to fly, but, like, you know, it's, but there was this person there that, I was thinking he was the Lord, but I couldn't see him. It's always, like, every time when I, you know, it seems to me like I'm thinking the Lord was there in my dream, I don't actually see him. I just know that somebody's there, you know, and, like, you know, he'll be watching me trying to, like, you know, fly or something or whatever. And, you know, I actually feel, like, really at peace and it's serene inside those dreams and stuff like that. And, you know, we all know the Bible verse about, you know, God speaking to people in dreams and visions of the night. Sometimes you don't remember your dreams, you know. Sometimes you just don't remember stuff because God seals it up for different reasons, you know. But, you know, I mean, and that itself is just a dream. I mean, I'm not taking that as like a fact, but, I mean, I do believe what that word your post had said about, you know, the Lord saying, do you not realize I've created an entire world just for you and me alone? Now, I believe that. So if he can do that, I mean, of course he's going to have, like, chocolate rivers and stuff. I mean, heaven is, like, so much bigger than Earth. You know, Earth, you can't, there might not be enough room for all this stuff people are imagining and coming up with, or, you know, whatever. There's so much creativity up there. Like, I want to get on the drums and go play with, like, you know, an RCC band or something, you know. And so there's going to be all of that up there.
Yeah, is this, you know, is this Ben or Jared? Who is this? You guys
that's
all
Ben.
Sound alike. Oh, Ben. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Ben,
yeah, that's
and
true about the world, yeah. The different worlds, sure. Yeah.
Ben, did you like that thing you posted on your Facebook? Of the ninja, I posted a Ninja Turtle cake on Ben and Tom's Facebook pages. That the cake
yeah,
boss.
They made them all look aggressive and stuff. And but yeah, I did. I think Donnie should look like a little bit less aggressive and stuff. And Mikey, I think they kind of made Mikey look just right in that one because he doesn't look like he's aware of where he's at. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a really cool cake. Yeah, Donatello looks like he's grimacing. He's the only one that looks like Leonardo and Michelangelo looks like he's grinning, and Sarah, your character looks like yours and Jared's looks like he's grinning as well, but yours and Ben's look like they're gonna go get the world.
That's so
and
funny.
And it's
ready
sitting
to
out of
butt.
They're coming out of a garbage can, and it's sitting on a pizza. The garbage can is sitting on a pizza. That's a cake.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it's sitting on a pizza, and they're coming out of a garbage can. I thought, like, that is so cute. Our Ninja Turtles. Oh, what was I say? Oh, Deb wants us to pray for her daughter, Beth, because she is driving to Waco, Texas tonight from Kansas City. Just lift up Beth to you in prayer, Lord Jesus. We thank you for showering her with your love and peace, and thank you for guiding her and helping her through her trip. Thank you for giving her your energy so she is wide awake and focused. Thank you for giving her your focus so she's focused. Thank you for we cover Beth with your blood so she's protected, and thank you for guiding her the whole way home and keeping her safe. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. We agree. Wow.
Anyone else have any dreams or anything that they had that they want to share? Any more confirmations about us out of here? Being out of here?
Out of here.
Now, between now and the... I'm just saying 17th, 18th, between now and then. Mm-hmm. And
Anyone? I know Jared was telling me that December 25th is technically, I think he said December 12th on the Julian calendar, which is what he got, December 12th. But that's so more so being the rapture. We're out of here before then. Which is awesome.
I don't know what to say for sure. I had to reread what Keith put this morning. I didn't have to. I wanted to reread that, and I got pumped all over again. You know, that one, I don't know who the lady's name was, but she, you know, was praying and asking, you know, begging, I guess, begging might be the word or something, like, God, when are you coming back? Like, three different times she was just saying that, when are you coming? Or something. I mean, you know, Keith probably had to say it. I'm missing some details probably, but, you know, like, are you coming back this year? And then, like, later on she, like, got a confirmation. She was, like, hearing a song play on the radio, and it was, I forgot the name of the song, but it started out by saying, like, you won't be here for New Year's or something like that. It was, like, one of the first lyrics that came out of that song, you know, or something like
that.
I'm missing the details,
no.
But it was great.
Yeah, then it's like, I just called to say I love you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was awesome. I read that. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Because at first I'm like, I just called to say I love you. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's great. Thank you, Jesus. But then I was reading further, and it's like, because, and then the song is, yes, no New Year's Eve to celebrate, no candy hearts to something, something. Just more confirmation. Yeah, that was amazing that she had gotten that, that someone had gotten that. Very cool.
No. Am I muted, or can I be heard?
We hear you. Hi, Alana.
Oh.
Hi, Alana.
We had just before we started, I saw a YouTube note by someone who I've followed for a while, and her name is Anka. What is her name? Let me just scroll. Anka, Daughter of Yahweh. And praise God. And she has a message here, and she's quoting, you know, Warrior Princess, who's a thing came out yesterday, extremely called from callerbride.com. That was a really, really strong word. But this is what Anka is saying, is that she read it as she gave the warning as the 16th, the first day of Hanukkah, and then is doing the range here of 14th to the 21st. And as I just flipped through it again, I remembered a word I had, you know, and I never trust my own, trust me, you know. But I remember, you may see the end of summer, but you will not see the beginning of winter. And winter is December 21st.
Right.
I'm going to throw that flirt back out there.
Wow.
You know, because it seems to kind of dovetail with everything else I'm seeing here. And, a flirt call, yeah, I got one. And this is a real, really heady season, guys. A really heady season. So if you really want to see, and, you know, for Yanka, Daughter of Yahweh, praise God, I would say, you know, also scroll down and look at some of the comments. Because they are definitely worth, worth perusing, especially eyes open and disgusted. Her comments are really interesting. So I'll add that to the mix.
Yeah, that's awesome, because I had forgotten about, I know you had that, that
but that I had forgotten about it. And that's nice when you reminded me about your word that you had gotten. That's awesome. Yes, won't see you may see summer, but won't see December, or won't see winter, or something,
yeah.
Beginning of winter or something. That's awesome. So, yeah,
well,
definitely do what that does.
Suppose I'm in New England, it's hard to tell that I'm not going to see the beginning of winter because not a leaf on the trees, and we have a high of 40. So, you know.
Yeah. True. But, yeah, maybe he'll delay it, you know. He'll delay all those effects. But, yeah, it's December 21st is winter, right?
Yeah.
I've been thinking it all along and thinking, okay. And then, of course, you know, who can forget, I can't remember the sister's name for some reason right now, doing her 14th to 17th. And I'm thinking first letter M, cannot think of the sister's name at all. But, you know,
on RCC or just Michelle? Are you saying Michelle?
No, it wasn't Michelle. It wasn't Michelle. Who was it, y'all? She was
RCC
just talking last
night. Was it RCC or just a random?
No, it's us.
It's us. with an M?
Her brother has been sick. He had leukemia.
Oh, Marianne.
Oh, Marianne. Oh.
M, yes. God, the aging brain, it really sucks.
I'm 71, I know. It's bad.
Yeah. I felt something when she said that. I felt something for Marianne all along. And when I first got that one, I thought, oh, no way am I going to be sitting here in December. But, you know, I cooked less this week because I was like, well, I ain't going to need a whole bunch, you know. But, yeah, I'm doing the same thing. It's just, do I need another 12 rolls of toilet paper? Well, probably not, you know.
Oh.
And, you know that one. And, yeah, I'm doing all those things again. It's a riot. And let's see, do I need to leave some sort of note? You know, who's going to get it? Everybody, the only two people I care about are going to be raptured. So there you go.
Aww. Wow.
I'm getting my transmission, whatever, fixed on Monday. But I'm like, I really don't need it. I'm like, you know, he's changing the oil and stuff. I'm like, I really don't need it, but... My car is going to be all, although I am in California, my car is going to be all souped up for somebody, some LB, you know, because I have had things. The only thing I didn't have fixed, because, you know, I asked God if I should fix my air conditioning a while back, and he said, no, you won't need it. You won't be here. So I haven't had that fixed. So that's the only thing I haven't really had fixed. But, yeah, I'm like, I won't be here. I don't need my car. I'm going to have a new car in heaven, a brand new spanking new one, God said.
Give me a horse, honey, and I'm happy.
Give me wings and I won't do either.
Yeah, I'm with you, Alana. I want to fly.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Just in my body, and I've, you know, I did have the flying dream of me flying over my family, announcing the rapture to them. So I'm like, I think that will be one of my skills that I get to have is flying. we can all fly. We just have to learn.
Yeah, float around.
Whatever.
Well, you know, me personally, I have another completely different thing. I just want to teleport at the speed of light. No wings. None of that stuff. I just would like to. Can I just go to that galaxy over there? Okay, fine. Let's go. You know, and I have this image of my mansion being a place that has hundreds of doors, and you can go wherever you'd like to go by opening one of those doors, and wherever you go, Jesus is with you.
Oh, nice.
Let's go to that.
Oh.
How about this galaxy over here? How about this dimension over here? You know? But yeah, come with me, right? Everywhere.
Oh, sure. Sounds
if you
good.
Want to come back, yeah, if you want to come back, just walk back through your door.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Right, which.
Yeah, well, enjoy the horses, enjoy the wings. I really, I like fast transport, you know, speed of solid thought.
I like to ride on the beach. Sorry. Go with the wings.
I
don't even need a saddle.
But yet I might want to be places where beaches don't actually exist. And matter is not solid at all. So I thought I'd have a flexible means of transportation. Just need it.
With your mind. Yep. I think we'll have to do all of it. Teleport.
Anything.
Fly. All of it. And I want to do all of it.
Oh, you will, honey.
But, yeah.
You bet.
I am.
You too.
Eye has not seen and ear has not heard what awaits those who love God.
Yeah, I wonder what some people think heaven's going to be like. Like, I was listening to my grandpa tell me about it. Well, not tell me about it, not like I don't want to say he has never had a heaven dream, but he's never talked about it, so I don't think he does. And I love my grandpa. You know, I think he just doesn't, you know, he's like a lot of people are, you know. He's like, well, in heaven there's going to be ranks. Well, I always kind of felt like there would be, but not like ranks, like social status, but like the way he was describing it's kind of like social status, and you can't get, and I'm just thinking to myself, you must enjoy that a whole lot, thinking about how, like, you got something over somebody else, or, you know, I went to church more times than you did, people really think it's going to be like, that sounds miserable to me, like, that doesn't sound like heaven to me, you know, we call it heaven, you know, it's not going to be this miserable place where, oh, you know, you're sad for eternity, like, oh, I can't go into these, you know, this part over here because, you know, all that stuff, like, I just, it makes me wonder what people are thinking, but, I mean, well, thank God for his revelation, thank God that he has spoken to people and to us and just a lot of people and, you know, told them to tell others and stuff like that so people can know and have an idea what's up there because it's like a common sense thing, you know, to think, you know, like if people only knew, like even just a fraction of what's up there, they would be like, oh yeah, definitely, it would just change people's, like, kind of the same concept if people knew how bad hell was, you know, there probably wouldn't be a single person there, you know, like, you know, it's just if people only knew. But I mean, I'm glad that, you know, God has revealed a lot to a lot of people and stuff and,
yeah,
you know, told us about it. And, you know, I love my grandpa. I'm not wanting to judge him or anything like that. But I do bring up some stuff to him sometimes. And then many times I just don't at all, just to keep peace and stuff, because that's really what I want to do. But, you know, not at the sake of compromising my beliefs or anything, because it's not like that. It's just like I'll bring up something. Oh, bull, that doesn't happen. You know, God doesn't, you know, talk to people anymore. I'm like, oh, really? You know, or, God doesn't heal people. What? Why do y'all ask for prayer that God doesn't heal people? Things like that, you know. Anyway, I'm just glad to know that there's so much of that. So much more than, like, you know, like we're over here talking about what we want to see up there, but there's going to be greater stuff than what we want to see up there, you know, because no mind has imagined. See, we're using our imagination, but it's going to be even greater than our imagination, so.
It'll
be great.
Yeah, and you're right. There's no jealousy in heaven. None of that's going to be, oh,
no.
There's going to be no
jealousy, no ego, no pride, so none of that
no
stuff.
No contention, nothing.
Yeah, it's all going to be happiness, the bliss, eternal bliss of, you know, everyone's happy and love, tons of love.
Yes.
More love than we could ever imagine, so it's not, yeah,
amen.
There's not going to be any of that in there in heaven, the ranks. And, you know, I think it's going to be a lot of just how the one Bible story about the workers and the one workers that were hired on and got that one wage, and then, like, the new workers got the same wage, and the workers that were hired on.
Right, right. 1 hour or 8 hours, they got the same pay.
And Jesus is like, well, that's, you know, so it's all going to be the same regardless. It's not going to be favoritism or anything like that. It's going to be, you just, yeah, it's going to be the same. That's what I think anyway.
Yeah.
Same wage, no matter if you have been following Jesus the whole time or if you're a newcomer and just starting to follow Jesus, the same wages. It's going to be, you know, everyone's special. Everyone's God's favorite.
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, and I know there's things about, like, crowns and jewels and, you know, how many crowns or whatever, but whether that's true or not, but regardless, no one's going to be jealous over it. There's no jealousy or anything over it.
Of course not. That won't exist.
Yeah. So, anyone want to hear have a song request they want to hear?
Oh, boy.
Hey, I gotta go. That's why I cut myself off for. But I'll see you all shortly in the air.
Amen.
Okay, honey.
Love you, Ben. Have a good day or night.
Yeah.
Sweet Elopsha dreams. Oh, he just left. Does anyone have anything else they want to talk about? Because if not, we'll just and the RCC now, and I'll play the song that I didn't end before because we were chatting. My favorite song to close the show.
Go right ahead, honey.
Anyone
have
else
a good night. Love you all.
Okay, love you all. Have a good night.
Love
you. See you in the air.
See you in there.
Thanks
Hang
for
in
calling,
there.
Everyone. Thanks for sharing.
Okay, love you. Thank you for hosting.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you, Jesus. Our pastor, we love you, we praise you, we worship you. Thank you for bringing us all together as family. We could hardly wait to see you in heaven. We're coming home to you. We love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Bye.
The blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming. Still far away from where I belong, but it's always darkest before the dawn. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home. Home. Tell the world I'm coming home.
We love you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you.
Hey, love you all.
Bless you, Father God, my Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit. Bless you all, and thank you all, and we love you all. Love you, RCC. God bless you all. Jesus loves you, and we love you. Love you guys. Have a good night.
You too.
Sweet rapture, sweet elopture dreams.
Amen. Sounds good.
Indeed. Be cool, yeah.
Okay.
All right, God bless you all.
We'll talk.
I cover
okay,
you all,
honey.
I cover the whole RCC and all of you on the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Honey.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye,
honey. Bye-bye.
Bye,
guys. Love you. Love you. Bye-bye.